If you're ever around the Pryor Street Post Office in downtown Atlanta, around the hours of 3 and 4 in the morning, you will discover an unusual sight. A postman in the middle of a dark parking lot playing along to smooth jazz on an electric guitar. This postman is Leroy Glover, and this is what he does each day before delivering mail.
My setup here basically consists of an amp, a wireless system for my guitar, and a speaker that you can actually hear the music from.
This is my morning ritual. I usually get up on time at 3 o'clock, and by the time I get here at 4, since everything's already set up, I just take my orange extension, 100-foot extension cable, and connect it to the power outlet in the building. And then I just press play on my iPhone and start playing. I realized that, you know, if I would like to practice. Practicing at home is pretty challenging. So instead of practicing at home, I just decided to get up early and come to work and practice. I have my post office uniform on, but it's nothing affiliated with the post office whatsoever. It's just a postal employee enjoying his time off practicing. I practice because I love music. I love smooth jazz, even though my background is in hard rock. Kiss, The Who. As a kid, every time I used to hear their songs on the radio, I used to grab the broomstick and jump in front of the mirror and mimic me playing air guitar with a broomstick. But I'm turning 50 at the end of the year, so I guess I made the transition to more smoother, relaxing type of music. And smooth jazz is one that I just totally fall in love with. When I'm out here, I play with my eyes closed. So the images that do come to mind do tend to be stage-like. I'm actually on stage with the band that I'm listening to, and I'm playing along with, you know, the drummer, the keyboard player, the bass player. And since I'm out here, I have all this room and I'm wireless, so I do get a chance to get into the music really intensely, in a sense. You know, there's mornings where I'm actually sweating. You know, I'm like, wow, I really had a good practice. I think I ran into maybe 3 or 4 people that said they saw me, and I talked to them personally. But I usually get a great response, almost like I'm a star response from my coworkers that work the window that sells the stamps and the packages. They'll say, who's that guy that plays out there? He's fantastic. He's great. What's his name? It's enjoyable hearing that I guess I get a chance to for some weird reason, inspire somebody's day, even though they just at the traffic light for 30 seconds. For some apparent reason, I guess I make a little difference, a 30-second difference in somebody's life. I do consider myself, I guess, a self-proclaimed workaholic. So if I'm a workaholic, and then if I take that workaholic mindset into music, yeah, it's something that probably a lot of people can grasp. Why would you? When you can sleep that extra 2 hours. But I hear that. I say to myself, yeah, I could sleep the extra 2 hours, but I'm glad that I didn't. It almost sets my day off in a great way. You know, so I practice, I'm playing, I get to a certain mindset, and then I put everything away, and then when I hit the clock to start work, I'm ready, and it propels me throughout the day. It's something that I guess I'm gonna be doing forever now.
Leroy Glover delivers mail to Atlanta's Grant Park neighborhood. You can find this story and submit your own idea for the series at wabe.org/Atlanta Sounds. And a very big thanks to one of our producers, Stephanie Stokes, who woke up in the wee small hours of the morning to bring us this story.